neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Detail about Yitro HaTzadik, that he came up with the suggestion that what Moshe Ben Alav Shalom needs to handle the court system. So he told Moshe Ben Alav Shalom, any delicate, big, gadol, that they need to solve, then they come to you and then you take care of it. So now we see, Moshe Ben Alav Shalom, he tells the judges, so you handle the system right now. Any matter that is kashe, you come to me. So now they ask, how come Yitro said gadol? Moshe says kashe. What's the difference? Yitro said any big cases, like, you know, the lawyers, not for anyone. Chas v'shalom, you see, they have these files, you know, that they, you know, they go to the court, you know, so many, you know, things. No, so many things that they made up, you know, they from here, there, you know. So here it says, davar gadol, they can't.
Mean he talked about something big, money. For us, even it's din puta, Moshe will
talk very nice. About. Beautiful.
It's katan, but very...
So now here we see the mentality between a non-Jew and a Jew is the difference between earth and the heaven. Why? Because a non-Jew only thinks about money. That means if there's money in it for you, right, so you get involved. If there's no money in it for you, just leave it alone. But what did Moshe say? Moshe said no, any difficult matter. And that means if somebody owes another Yehudi a nickel, compared to $1 million, there's no difference. So that means if he needs to pay him a nickel, the Gemara says a peruta. Peruta is like, worth one nickel, 5 cents. Why? Because if you take a nickel away from somebody, God forbid, the punishment is as severe as $1 million. So the mentality of the non-Jew says, if it's gadol, they come to you. Because there's money in it, you know, it's a big case, right? But Shabbat Shalom said, no, if you have a case that is very complicated, doesn't mean that it's big, it just is very hard to reach the conclusion, then you come to me. So now here we see that the Tasha is teaching us, don't think it's only $1 or $5 or $50. That's not how it works, because a dollar compared to 1 million,
same,
is exactly the same. So that's why we see exactly that this Shabbat we learned that you cannot have any interest from another Yehudi. It's asur. Like I say, if you give $500,000 to another Yehudi, he cannot give you like monthly $1,000 for the interest. It's asur. It's a very, very, very severe, God forbid, punishment, because we cannot collect interest from another Yehudi. Why? Why Torah forbids? Why? Why we not permit it? He's doing business with my money. You gave him $1 million. So he built a store, built a house.
Hashem gave everything to us. He didn't charge us no interest.
So what does it mean? Why, when he's benefiting, so why should I not receive something out of it? And not only that, like let's say Yehudi, it's not his money. He goes to a non-Jew, and then he gets $1 million, and he gives to another Yehudi. But still, he cannot collect interest, even though that is not his money. He's not, he's just the intermediate between a non-Jew and a Yehudi. He still is asur. But why?
The reward of the chesed is much more than the interest. He don't need the interest.
Fine, but he's benefiting. So why not? So he's benefiting. He's building a house with your $1 million, and then he's going to sell it another 2 years for $10 million. So he's gaining $9 million. So he's going to give you $1,000 a month. What's it going to say? Is it a problem? No, what's the problem? No, logically.
Because in this way, nobody will do chesed.
No, he's doing a chesed, actually. He's doing a chesed. This is like a penny that he's giving you.
Why?
Because if you think the $1 million is yours, so you expect that he gives you some benefit out of it. But the fact of the matter here is the $1 million is not yours. Whose is it? Yes. Ribono shel Olam gave you this money. Why? Because you'll be able to help other people. So that's why we learned in Pirkei Avot, there's a pasuk that is brought from Divrei Hayamim. Say hakol miyadecha v'miyadecha yitenu lach. What does it mean? See, people feel like, let's say, how much you have in your pocket? How much? Let's say, like a little money. Like, let's say, $1,000 you have in your pocket. Usually people can carry, you know, not less than $1,000 in their pocket. So now, if you think this is my pocket, so you're in a big problem. This is not your pocket. Whose pocket is it?
That's
it. There's a story about the father and the son. They go to the bank. So they go to the bank. For the first time, the kid goes to the bank and he was amazed. And he sees people come. There's a lady there. Gives them money. Like this. So the kid tells the Abba, says, look at this rich lady. Anybody that comes here, she gives them money. I said, no, Abba John, no, this is not a rich lady. It's not her money. It's a bank money. So she passes the money from the bank to other people. And that's not exactly how the story is. We think it's our money, but that's not true. It's not true at all. Why? Because Ribono shel Olam is testing us. So I give you this money. Let me see what you do with it.
But you mentioned something very interesting. Somebody come and borrow money from me, but I don't have capacity to give it to him. But I have the credit to borrow from the goyim and give it to him, but I have to give interest to the goyim. So how can he not, if I do this, if I could help him out by paying the interest back?
Good, that's a very good question. Yes, you do whatever you need to do to the goy, but you cannot charge the Yehudi. It's not permitted to charge the Yehudi.
So the interest I give to the goy, yeah, I put it as a principal, give it back to the Jewish guy?
No, you give him 1 million, he gives you 1 million back. That's
but
it.
What about the interest that I have to pay to the bank?
That's your hesed.
But it's not in my power to pay the interest.
So tell him, go and borrow from him.
But I have the credit, he doesn't have it.
Good, you co-sign for him.
Well, the co-sign is just completely done.
So the problem is solved?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So.
Question, why does the same thing apply to giving to a goy?
Why not?
It wasn't like, I mean, if you have the money in your pocket, you give
so,
it to
so
a goy.
That's the whole awareness, because the goy thinks he's his money. So he expects.
Yeah.
But here, we, Yehudim, we know this is not my money. Hashem, for some reason, either my father, grandfather, grand-grandfather did such a mitzvah, my grandparents, they had such a zechut, Hashem blessed me. But that's all to it. There's nothing else.
No, I'm saying if you give it to a goy, that's still Hashem's money that you have, right? Let's say you loan it to a goy, right? And you charge him interest.
Yeah.
Why doesn't that apply?
But because you're not obligated to be kind to the goy. Of course, we should not be cruel to them. But for another Yehudi, you're not permitted to have any benefit from him. And that's what exactly we see when Yitro says to Moshe, only matters that is gadol, no, big, there's money in it. But Moshe says, no, chas v'shalom, we're not into these things. But that's what Yitro thinks. Because that was his position. He was the advisor of the Paro. He had a limousine, had a chauffeur, you know. He was a priest, of course. But here, Mr. Baruch Hashem says no.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.